What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
If you wear an apron.
All right. And beside your name and ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you use a.
Well, not I use tape.
Tape.
Them new diapers, I see them, but them grandbabies, they put tape. They don't pin them no more.
Yeah.
That's been out, pin.
But they used to use a
safety pin.
Okay. What do you drink from at the pump or well? You used to drink from something.
Water.
You used to drink made out of a.
Oh, cup, gourd, anything.
Yeah. They used to drink out of what sort of cup it was made out of?
Well, you ever see a gourd dipper?
Yeah. Okay.
A gourd dipper, a wooden dipper, a metal dipper.
Yeah. And that metal dipper used to be made out of what?
Tin.
Okay.
Like a little tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth.
Today?
Yeah. No. A dime is worth.
Or today. That's a few nickels.
That ain't much, is it? That ain't much. Okay.
I remember about time when a young fella dime get you two hamburgers.
Yeah.
5 cents a piece.
Okay, now you might say, now that boy is spoiled. When he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
When he gets older.
Okay, well. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow? That was called the.
A trench, like a furrow?
Furrow, okay. If you have a good yield, you say we raised a big
crop,
and you got rid of all the brushes and the trees on the land, you might say you did what? You
cleared some new land.
Okay, cleared land. Now, what do you call the second cutting of clover or grass?
Cut over.
Cut over? That was maybe the old. What'd you call the old dead grass maybe that's left over on the ground in the spring? You have a name for that?
Yeah, I see what they ought to call it. Can't recall it now.
Rowan?
Okay. Might have been.
Okay, did you ever have maybe a, you plant a crop there 1 year and then the next year you plant another crop and that crop from the other year came up? Did you have a name for that? Crop came up that hadn't been planted that year? Maybe you planted some peanuts and you had a bunch of corn growing up in the middle of it.
You got over some damn bad seed days, huh?
Yeah. Do you have a name for that?
No.
Call it volunteer crop?
Oh, yeah, volunteer things like corn. I see, like, grows up in spots and all that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, wheat is tied up into a.
Man, I ain't seen too damn much wheat.
Yeah, I know, that's a tough question. You know what, did you ever hear anybody tie it up into a...
Just tie it up in a bundle like that?
Okay. You might say, speaking of wheat, we raised 40...
40 bushels?
Bushels of acre, okay. Now, what do you do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? You know what you do with them?
I don't know what to do with too much of those. I guess they got to process the air or something.
Yeah. Right.
Just to thrash it.
Okay.
Throw it up in the air, some of that stuff. Let the wind take the
shaft
of it.
Yeah, right. If you and another man have to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say,
do your part.
You and